Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody out there. It's Kalen Patterson, Midwest Wrestling in the house. P for P, always standing tall. I'm here with this program is sponsored by P for P, the number one drug-free sponsor foundation in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on, and a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now, let's talk. And it's, hey, I'm a little bit antsy to talk about this because it's something, I'm not sure what we're trying to do with natural bodybuilding. I know we got a lot of things that need to be addressed, but I know we're headed in the right direction, but there's some things that we're doing that basically don't add up to being success. And it's almost like we're undermining ourselves in a way. And the thing that kind of like blew me away is, regardless of the organization, regardless of the federation, the fact that it's a natural event, the fact that it's so many well-known natural competitors, the fact that it's us. And I was just kind of baffled that we, for the first time in a long time, we had so many natural pros on one stage. And I'm talking about the Kansas City Classic. And this is not because I was there. It's simply because there were just so many name brand competitors at this show. Men, Davion, you got Meshack, you got, it's Melissa Johnson, you got Stephanie Casella, you got Alyssa Van Dyke. I mean, you got so many names at this venue. Dave DeRemer. I mean, come on. And this place is packed with pros, not just amateurs, with pros. And all I'm seeing on social media is an unsanctioned event, an untested event, not unsanctioned, I apologize. And that's the Olympian. And everyone that's in-house, which is a natural athlete, is focused on something that supposedly they don't believe in. And if you're a fan of natural bodybuilding, then why aren't we being a fan of something that should have been hyped so much it should have blown the lid off social media? A great venue, a great event. And, all right, you say you hold allegiance to a different federation. That's fine. But what about the competitors? You're telling me that a kid like Davion can't get a little bit of love from you as he's doing things that are unparalleled with his physique? Parker Blue, 20 years old, winning an overall over some veterans in natural bodybuilding, and looking dang good, all of them. What happened that we couldn't bring that to life? Everybody has a choice. But I'm saying, if natural bodybuilding is our house, why aren't we all building it? Where are we trying to drive this in a way that's successful, where we get an outreach that grows the sport, the health of America or any other place, where people actually improve around us because they're doing it in a way that's healthy and fit? If we don't promote ourselves, who will? I'm a little confused to see so much when I was expecting to see pictures and just, people checking in, hey, how's the show going, and this, that, whatever. No one has to think like me. No one has to think like Liam. No one has to think like JB or Joe or Chad. I mean, we love on a different level, I think, with how we feel towards natural bodybuilding. But I'm still going to give love to the competitors. you know, great that the Olympia was happening, and great, you know, people that are sponsored by places that send them there. That's wonderful. But why haven't we grown the way we should in our way, in our arenas, in our venues? Because we're doing stuff like this. If we're not looking at ourselves, why should anyone else bother to look our way? I grew up watching those guys, too. Maybe I just felt betrayed when I found out the truth about, you know, what these guys are doing. But it just doesn't make sense to me that we're doing so much to give them allegiance and none to ourselves. If we are natural bodybuilding, why aren't we promoting natural bodybuilders? The competitors are busting their butts. You know it because you compete. I know it because I compete. I'm not going to put anything on the IFBNPC. That's them. I will never be a part of them. Made that choice. Why aren't we making a choice that makes us successful where we can be in those arenas, where we can be in those venues, where we can be better than that, because there's nothing to hide. There is no syringe. There is no drug. There is no sideshow. We made a choice, but it seems like we're still looking in the dream Disneyland type atmosphere. We have peers that are doing some phenomenal things with their physiques. And we're not addressing that in a way that shows, you know, the gratitude and the respect for what they're doing. When do we step up and acknowledge the people that are doing the work that we're supposed to be so proud of? I'm a natural athlete. I'm a natural competitor. And yet on the day when we had so many pros step on a stage and work their magic, it went unnoticed. And I'm a little confused on that, guys, because if we love this so much, if we're so passionate about this so much, if we're teaching everybody the things that we know so much, and they're so happy to be that way, what grabbed our eyes and ears and mouths that we couldn't talk about it? It's happening right that day, and yet the things that are needing to be said aren't, except by the people that were actually in-house. When do we become the people that make the change, that makes the change? How far down the looking glass do we have to see before we see ourselves making the difference? If it's our destiny to be natural competitors, if it's our choice to love and impassion ourselves to make this work, when do we step in and say enough of looking outside the house? Let's start building from within. If Walmart and Kmart are competitors, but you happen to work at one or the other, would it really make sense to shop at the other store when that's not the one that's paying you? Would your check grow more if more people shopped at your store? Does demand go up? People asking you more questions because more people are shopping at your place? We have to understand that we can be our own best friend or our own worst enemy just by how we address ourselves. you look in the mirror and you're proud of who you are, then enlarge that thinking and be proud of who we are. Peers are doing the same kind of work. They're doing the same kind of effort. They're given the same kind of passion. Imagine all of that being one mind and one soul, one spirit and one goal. Fred Ouellette challenged me, find a way for us to come together. And I thought he was talking more on the side of the organizations. But I think he was going a little bit deeper than that, where he was saying he's challenging the natural community to come together. Can't we find one thing that we all agree on? And it's always been staring us in the face. And it's the fact that we're all natural. That means something to us. That binds us together. That strengthens everything that we do with that fact and that thought in mind. And yet for some reason, we go home, and I don't know if we forget about it, if we set it down, or what. What I was seeing on social media had me a little down. You know, I was already sick from, you know, having to deal with some health issues. But that wasn't what hurt my soul. What I saw in Kansas City was amazing. The competitors I saw went down there and brought their best. And when I went on social media, if I wasn't checking the people's pages that were there, I would have never known. Where is the disconnect in ourselves that we fail to see ourselves as a community? We all interact with each other. We're all friends on Facebook in some way or another. Somebody knows somebody knows somebody. I'm not understanding where we can't come together when we're not together. The love is still there. Then let it be love like it should be. And that's supporting each other. If it's Midwest Muscle, if it's P4P Real Talk, anything I do, I'm always quick to remind people and help. Who do you want to give a shout out to? Who do you want to thank for supporting you? And believe it or not, there's always somebody that they want to give props to, give thanks to. When there's an event, like what's happening right now. There's another show in Atlanta next weekend. There's another show in Duluth. Leaf is throwing a big, big show. Are we going to hype those shows the same way everybody put up on social media for the Olympics? And if you say, well, that's not the same, I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. It should be different because we're talking about two different kind of people. But the support should be just as big, just as impassioned. And the people should be asking who's first through 10th. Why don't we know our competitors better? Where are we looking that we don't know them better? Why is it only if somebody's going to be in your area at your show, does it matter? Have we delved so deep into competing that we've forgotten ourselves? we can do better. We all can do better. There's going to be people you don't get along with. That's human. There's going to be people you disagree with. That's human nature. Not everybody has to be on the same page or at the same time, all the time, every day. But we are going in the same direction. Shouldn't we at least act like it? When you talk about things on social media, is that playtime? Or are you being sincere? I had a talk with someone, and they told me that, you know, oh, that's just Facebook. The people aren't real. This is one person talking. But do you think only one person thinks that way? How many of us fall into that category? Because I said, if it's Facebook, there's a real person attached to that other side with a heart, with feelings, with emotions. Do we give that kind of consideration and concern that we want for ourselves? Are we willing to get a little uncomfortable, like we do in the gym, on someone else's behalf? As trainers, this should be second nature by now. As motivational speakers, it shouldn't be an issue. As life coaches, as whatever. If we're not in the building, we are still in the community. If we're not at the venue, there's someone you usually know that is. We have to support ourselves better in a way that brings everyone up in the natural community. One goal. Everybody wants, but who wants to do something to make that one happen? Everybody has an idea of where we should be. But who's willing to support the person that's not on board, but going in the right direction? We have families. We have friends. We have clients. We interact with people all the time. Nobody gets along perfectly. But when we're in the same house, can't we at least act like we're in the same place? Where are we going if we're not going up? We challenge our bodies. We challenge our minds. Can we challenge our ego and pride? When do we make the biggest effort of all? And that's the saying, we can do more in a way that we actually can. I'm not asking for a miracle. I'm not asking for anything other than what we're already doing. Because believe it or not, every one of us is doing exactly what we need to get to the goal we need to get. But we have to get on one page to make sure everybody's moving at once and not as separate entities in ways that are small, maybe centipede steps instead of actual movement. All of this social media, and we don't interact more to grow. What are we waiting for? You don't have to hate somebody to love yourself. You don't have to agree with a competitor to know a number one physique. plenty of people we have that are stars. They're phenomenal. They're growing in ways that just blow our minds. And they're natural. And in our hearts, we know it. What keeps us from giving them the status they deserve? The fact that they're going to be on stage with us at some point or another? I'm honored. The fact that somebody might beat you, you don't want to blow them up too much? So what? Work hard. It's not about that anyway. The reservations we are having are keeping us from growing. The things that are limiting us are the things that limit us. But we're better than that. We took shells that we didn't approve. And now look. And we're going to make them even better still. Because that's the drive we have. Why haven't we put that same effort in the natural bodybuilding? When does it matter enough to where all other sideshows don't? I'm not saying forsake your family. I'm not saying not have a life. If all of us are working together, it doesn't take much effort from any of us. There's going to be plenty of people that do more than others because they're just that driven. There's going to be plenty of people that have better ideas because their mind's working that way. There's going to be plenty of people that want to do groundwork because that's how they do. That's what makes a community. But that's also what helps us grow. Nobody is overburdened. And most of us have so much positive energy that it's frightening if it's just directed in the right way. We have open minds. We have open hearts. Why can't we open ourselves up to the idea that this can happen? It has to happen. It's right there in front of us. It's that stained glass window. It's got all these great colors. But that's not the design that we should focus on. It's just a glass door that we need to open and walk out and see everything that can be natural bodybuilding. And I'm telling you, it's so much bigger than you know. It's so much more vast than you can ever dream. Because people need this. They've been hungering more than anything. And because they've been shown a way that's not successful, they lost hope. And we share hope. We reek of hope. We reek of change, and a successful change. It pours out of our skin whether we want to accept it or not. We speak it all the time. Why can't we do that when we're talking about upcoming shows? We're not going to be there. So what? Somebody you know is. We've got 1, 2, 3-time champions, 7-time champions in the venue, not even competing. They're just showing up because they love it that much. And I'm just amazed that this isn't more joy, more happy, because I know these things didn't happen in the past. It was so underground that what was the point? No, we've got better diets, we've got better nutritionists, we've got better equipment, we've got better minds, we've got better coaches. Everything's right in the place it needs to be, except for our minds, our pride, and our ego. Where are we looking? Where is our focus? That's what we are. It's okay to be a fan of TV, of movies, but where's your heart? Let's get there. There's just too much of social media now that can drive this up so well. All the pieces are in place. All we need to do is move as one. It's not a dream, people. There's too many people with their eyes wide awake, and they love what they do, and they've already got the ball rolling. We just need to either not slow it down or be humble enough to help out. This isn't about my frustration. I hope doesn't translate to somebody else's spirit. My frustration is basically just wanting us to love each other more. Everybody has an arena. There's no reason we shouldn't either. It's right there. There's just too many well-known competitors in our atmosphere. We can share those people with others until they do know who they are. If we know them and respect them so well, they can live through our words. Well, I hope to see everyone that's going to be at the Mayhem. I got nothing but love for you. And I know that show in Atlanta is going to be big. And I just know there's so many other shows that are going to be going on with people that have busted their butt. And I got some work to do at the gym, and I'll do my part too, gang. Much love. P4P Real Talk. Y'all have a blessed night.